You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week, I've got the eye of the tiger. Because I'm a fighter. A dancer through the fire. Because I am a champion. And you're going to hear me roar louder. Louder than a lion. Because I am a champion. And you're going to hear me roar.
I have a boner.
We're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers. You're listening to episode 31.
Three one.
My name is Guido and I'm here with
Wally.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Millpool.
Hey, what's up? This is Nasty.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, you read him like a book, Millpool.
We are such good friends, the four of us.
We're great friends. It was great seeing all your dicks this weekend.
I know. That was the best part.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Is that my dick?
I got to say, you have one hell of a mushroom stamp.
Yep.
Your mushroom stamp.
Smells pretty good, too.
When did you see my dick?
You were kind of unconscious when we were kind of going at it.
Oh, yeah. Forgot you raped me.
Oh, with the rape jokes right away.
Right out of the gate. Early.
This is not a joke for me.
Well, you are. Well, okay.
It wasn't a joke for Wally either this weekend.
Yeah, Al Goma mounted me. Come on.
We wanted to say thank you for everyone that tuned into the Boner Ep, especially the live listeners.
We appreciate
and watchers. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was.
We got an awesome audience, and we don't thank them enough. And I probably yell at them too much. But yeah, thanks for doing that. We appreciate it, and we loved answering all your questions. I don't know. Maybe we could do that again. When we're not all in the same room, do a boner ep streaming our webcams or something.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
We'll figure it out. But speaking of yelling at you guys, I'm not going to yell. I'm going to keep it reserved, okay?
He's going to yell at us.
Please?
There's this thing called Mumble Boxes.
Oh.
All right?
What does it do?
What's it about?
You can talk to your friends using a client called Mumble.
So you need
But you need a server.
But like a waiter?
Yes, you need a waiter to... you need to hire a waiter.
Does he need to be in a black suit?
They can only use their special waiter logins on the website mumbleboxes.com. So you have to hire a waiter to log into the website for you, okay? And then you have to go and buy a Mumble Box.
I have this sudden need to paint like Bob Ross.
You go and buy a Mumble Box. When you're checking out, type in just okay upon checkout. And then you're going to get 20% off your Mumble Box server. How's that sound?
That sounds good. I'm glad you didn't yell at us through all of that.
Yeah, it feels good not to yell sometimes. So, yeah, go to that website and do that stuff. Man, that intro kind of fucked my voice up. Drinking a lot.
Was that from something?
It's a Katy Perry song.
Yeah, it's the new Katy Perry song.
Oh.
It's also my everyday mantra that I chant when I wake up in the morning. I chant it for 2.5 hours straight.
What time do you wake up?
3:30 in the morning.
A clockwork minute that goes 3:30 on the clock. You just like, whip the blankets off. Yep. Roll yourself into an erect position.
And then I start chanting Katy Perry's Roar.
You don't actually leave the room. You just stand up in front of your bed and just recite the whole thing.
I do for 2.5 hours. I have a large mirror in my room, too. So it's like a full body mirror. And I flex while I do it.
When was the last time you missed? Well, what did you do before the song came out?
It was the song Zombie by Cranberries.
I
Actually, I just chanted the word zombie over and over.
That's a good song, I guess.
Yeah, it was all right. Actually, I didn't really care for it. Not my favorite. How was your guys' rides home getting from back home from RanCon where we were, or the LAN party we were at?
Effortless.
Yeah? Millpool, how was your ride?
It was fine. Yeah. I live like 20 minutes away.
Heard you and Nasty had a problem though.
Yeah, we got stopped at the border.
Took one look at you and said stoners, right?
They said something. I don't know what it was. It could be Nasty's giant Muslim beard.
What are you trying to say? Did I look like I was Arab while I was crossing the fucking border?
Well, oh, I mean, I thought it was kind of a giveaway when they pulled us over and you whipped out a rug and started bowing to Mecca.
What?
Well, actually, what I did was I pulled my rug out and put it in front of the truck and started making tea, but they didn't really like that for some reason.
No. Yeah, they had to search our truck for some reason. Probably because we had 3 computers and 2 desk chairs, and we're 10 hours away from home.
The lady looked at our office chairs and was like, "What are you doing?" I said, playing video games in somebody's basement. Because the jig was kind of up at that point. She's like, "What's that?" "Oh, that's a computer." She's like, "Whatever." Yeah. And she said, "Just go." I go, "Okay."
The funny thing is, it didn't seem like they went in the back of our truck anyway.
No, it looked like they just did the, like, cabin? What do you call that? The cab?
Yeah, the cab. Yeah, they, we could have had pounds and pounds of heroin in our computers.
Missed opportunity.
I know. Why weren't we drug mules? Oh, well.
Wouldn't it be more relevant for it to come from America into Canada? Or does Canada actually have a vibrant drug production system that I'm not privy to?
Yeah, the pot.
Well, that's pot. Like heroin, I'm like, well.
Yeah, maybe not heroin so much. But
hey,
pot.
I had a debate about this with somebody. Is medical marijuana legal in Canada, or are you guys working on that?
I don't really know. I think it depends on the province, but I don't know of any provinces that where it's legal.
I think Vancouver, right?
Maybe. I mean, is it legal in like California?
Yes.
Yes. And Colorado and Washington.
Well, California, I think, is still medicinal, isn't it? But
that's what we're talking about, right?
But Colorado is totally legal. You can grow.
Yeah, it's like grow whatever you want, sell it as much as you want, smoke it as much as you want, wherever you want.
So you can just, are there like stores that you can just go to and buy it?
They're called dispensaries.
Yeah, but yes. That's from, you need like a medical card to go there.
Well,
yeah, Colorado. I think you can just go buy it in like people's houses, can't you?
Yeah, and you can grow your own. So, I don't know. Yeah, Colorado, you don't need a card. You just go to the dispensary and pick up your weed. I think that's how it works.
I mean, there's some minor rules. Like, you can't, like, do it in front of kids or something. Or, like, vast amounts of it and outside of a school zone. Or
no, what's the point?
I know.
But aside from that, I mean, I'm going to give you an example. They had a demonstration right after, as in celebration, right after they passed the law. And the cops were giving people little bullet reminders of what they can and can't do on Frito bags that they handed out for free to everybody toking up.
Yeah, I saw that. That was cool of them.
Yeah, it was real cool. It was real, real cool. Probably the coolest of most of the things I've seen. It was cool, cool.
Cool, cool.
Well, this intro's getting pretty long. What do you guys say we talk about some League of Legends?
I say no. Let's just shoot the shit for an hour and play a game, and then let's not talk about video games for fucking once.
No video games? Fucking lives.
Millpool's throwing down.
I don't know. We'd run out of stuff to talk about.
We'll just end the podcast then.
Yeah? You guys want to call it quits?
We're done.
All right. Nasty, give us their plugs.
You guys can find us at...
No.
No, we're tired this week. I mean, we did a podcast on Tuesday, and me and Nasty drove on Wednesday. for fucking 13 hours.
Yeah.
And then we drank our asses off and played video games and did the boner app on Saturday. And now we just got home and we got to do another fucking podcast for you guys. You guys are the worst. I retract what I said earlier.
Our finally, listeners? Guido's back.
Yeah, our listeners. Stupid jerks.
Oh, God.
All this work we put into this for you, you don't appreciate it.
Cookies? Not all they're cracked up to be. Planes don't really belong in the sky.
Yeah. If you haven't watched the boner up, it's kind of funny. It's on my Twitch channel. Well, anything else you want to talk about, Millpool, before we get to games?
How long were you guys pulled over for at the border?
It's like 25 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah,
it wasn't overly long. It's just I spent like 3 hours trying to cut off like 30 minutes and then get to the border and get through at a decent time and maybe make it home before like 3 o'clock. And then we get stopped at the border and all that time that I tried cutting off just got added right back on because we got pulled over.
Yeah. The rest of the way was clear sailing, though.
Yeah, it was. We didn't hit any traffic and then we just drove around Chicago and said, fuck you.
It was real clear sailing.
You guys sailed home?
Yeah, we got sails on to the truck to help save gas mileage.
We were in a schooner. And we sailed.
We were in one of those air balloon ships that we were flying the other day in Guns of Icarus.
Yes.
But I like that to call was doing a much better job.
Wally likes to call them dirigibles.
Dirigibles?
Dirigibles.
Okay, I like to call them dirigibles. Danimals.
Alright, maybe we should just talk about
Manimal?
Go-Gurt?
Go-Gurt? Flip on the foot.
Dannon.
Fuck Dannon.
Bye, Dannon.
Menon.
Gillette?
The best a man can get.
Tresemme, Tresemme, ooh la la.
This episode in memory, Tresemme.
I like the way this is going. I think we have to change the whole podcast, the whole structure.
Nothing but commercial jingles for an hour.
We'll just call it Just Okay Brand Namers.
It can be endorsement opportunities.
Food by the foot for you, not them.
Gushers, get a load in your mouth.
Is that the tag?
That's probably their tagline.
Come in Gushers, your mouth.
Put them in the microwave and it's a hot load in your mouth. Swallow it down, kids. Enjoy this salty surprise.
American Express. Don't leave home without it.
Okay. I think we've gone on long enough. Unless we want to sidetrack it one more time.
That segment was figure looking good.
No? We're done?
I got nothing. Sorry. I'd really like to.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Have it your way. Burger King.
Special sauce and seeds on a bun with the bun and a meat on a patty in the middle. Go shop at McDonald's. Shop at McDonald's. You got a bag that you bring. It's a tote bag. You shop at McDonald's. You shop at McDonald's.
Wow. Wow.
You guys remember that one?
No.
It was really popular.
When?
Back in the 50s.
Oh, okay.
When they mentioned the tote bag, everyone was hooked. Okay.
Move on.
Let's talk about some League of Legends. Some sweet League of Legends.
I didn't really follow this, so is somebody saying there's changes coming to support?
Yes.
Yes, they're having... some sort of secret meeting right now where they're inviting all the supports of all the pro teams to, everyone's guessing, try out the new support changes that they've made. Which makes me think, if this is true, if that's what they're doing, it's got to be a pretty big overhaul of how the support is played. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Millpool?
It sounds like it. Are these guys all supports? There's like Madlife, I think he's a support, and Shy.
Crepo, Expecial.
Yeah, Crepo and Expecial, but like this guy Nif.
I don't know.
And Shia are there as well. I think they're probably all support.
Maybe they're inviting ADs too.
Yeah, in the picture they posted, you can see like Skara and a bunch of other people there too.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, there's Meteos. And... I think if they are inviting all these guys, it's got to be something big.
Well, I hope they make something different happen with the items for me.
Yeah.
I'm tired of saving up towards like these big ticket sons of bitches. I'd love to have a nice go-to early onset that isn't mana regen or anything like this. I don't know, something that's just useful but not too expensive that could build into something better.
Yeah, the problem with that is the pros will just get those items and then buy 100,000 wards.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what support has come. Yeah. It becomes just like a walking ward.
It's
ward
a machine. Super... bare bones build most of the time on supports and
right, just like boots and the
sightstone.
Yeah, red sightstone.
Yeah,
ruby sightstone, and that's pretty much it.
If they're snowballing in lane, they might get an Aegis or a Phyllis stone, but that's a big if.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to be changing the ward game up a little bit. That's my idea. I'm
what
sure a lot of other people's.
Do about that, though?
I don't know. Add more ward passives to items, you know? More uses of explorer wards too.
Yeah. I remember someone suggested like having a boot slot for a ward or something. Like a slot. A slot in your boots where you can either buy a ward for it.
Huh.
Or something else, like if you have your full six item build, you know, if you want to buy like a, I don't know, like a red pot or what's the other one that lets you see wards?
Oracles?
Oracles, yeah. You don't have to like sell something.
Yeah. If they're doing that, they should just make a ward slot. Have the six item build and then have a ward slot off to the side that can only hold five wards. If they're sticking with wards. Who knows? It might be something all brand new.
Yeah.
Go back to CV.
Yeah, CV build, or I don't know what they're going to be doing. Maybe some sort of item that lets you hawk shot like Ash. Who knows? I'm very excited because support, although still fun for me, has gotten a little stale. Sometimes you just want to lay that Janna tornado down and have it chunk them, you know, for a quarter of their health. But can't do that as support.
Yeah. I don't know. Everything's gotten kind of stale. And that always happens. You know, they introduce new items and everyone experiments with them for a while, and then the pros just kind of dictate how everyone should play.
Right. I mean, if anything, they should get rid of, what is that one? The Crucible or whatever it is?
Oh, yeah.
The one that makes, promotes an, creep?
Okay.
Yeah, what's that called? I don't...
The flag?
Yeah. Banner. Yeah.
Banner yeah. or something.
Banner of Command, Banner I think is Command. What it's called, or something yeah. like that.
You think they should get rid of that?
Yeah.
Why? I don't really see a point to it. I mean, the only thing that you could really use it for is like holding down a lane if somebody goes and roams.
Right. You'd have to rush it early game for it to be useful. Otherwise, late game, the AD is just going to take it out quick.
Like, Instead of that item, if you're really looking for like an AP heavy kind of support item, I'd rather go with like a Ohmwrecker, which doesn't really get used much, but I think that still has more team fight capability than getting a stupid big minion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else does it do? The Banner of Command. Does it make minions faster, or is that? I know like command boots do that or whatever.
No, I think it just promotes a minion.
It has a passive though.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, it gives like health regen. It's like Aegis.
Oh.
Because it builds out of thing. Yeah, I don't know fucking names of anything.
Nearby enemies 10 health regen per 5 seconds, and allied minions have a 15% increased attack damage and AP.
Your mic is popping and locking.
And dropping?
Nope, not dropping. So
yeah, Millpool is right. It gives aura.
Okay.
Yeah, but you never see that bot, really.
No.
Kind of the same with Mikhail's. Like, I don't think anyone buys that.
Nope. It's mostly Aegis and Shrelia's, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, and Ohmwrecker.
Ohmwrecker?
No one buys.
Yeah, no one really picks it up. So I don't know. I hope they're big changes. I hope everyone's just like, what the fuck do we do now? How do we play this game?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Cool. Great. Skarner was changed a little bit on PBE. We're just mentioning it because they're probably going to change it again.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, it looks like they just buffed him, lowered some cooldowns, gave him some mana stuff, got rid of the slow on his Q, and added it to Fracture, so Fracture is not useless anymore.
Yeah, all it did was it just gave you a heal. I mean, it wasn't really worth anything, and did a little bit of damage. I mean, the AP ratio on it before and the base damage on it was really shitty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
But otherwise, it looks like he'll play the same. You know, you're going to want to build them tanky.
I'm excited, because I think it'll play out better, because with his Q and his passive still, you get the opportunity of having the reduced cooldown for every... Now his Q stacks on attack damage as opposed to being a slow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, attack speed.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess there's not much to say on that. We'll just keep an eye on it and... come here first for your Skarner change news. We'll have the scoop.
I tried getting a PBE account, but they're all closed out for the season.
Nuts. Yeah, it'd be nice to have for the season 4 changes. To kind of get the scoop on them.
Yeah, try and see them. Yeah. They closed out, though. They said they closed out in January, so that was a while back still.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So maybe they'll come out with a new opening for Season 4 PBs, and I'll try and stay on top of that.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, do that.
What else has happened?
Some minor changes to some of the stronger champs, like Corki is getting nerfed, and Ahri's getting nerfed a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I think
Corki's actually getting nerfed pretty hard, and it's all to his alt for the most part.
Really?
Yeah, they're slowing the regen on his missiles and putting a longer cooldown in between using his missiles. So it's not just if you have missiles, you can use them. Now I think that they said that they're gonna put some kind of a cooldown in between it.
Okay.
Which I can see. I mean, being a Corki player as of late, it's been pretty easy to, if you got a full 7 stack, that's 7 missiles that you can just throw out there willy-nilly and not have to worry about any kind of like mana repercussions or anything else. And they increase the mana cost on it too.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, it's funny because they didn't really do much to him to buff him, but everyone was like saying, Corki needs a rework! Fucking Corki! Rework him! And the only thing that changed was the phage change, really.
Yeah.
Well, and then they nerfed the phage after that, even to try and bring him back down a little bit.
Right. So it just goes to say, don't listen to anyone ever.
Yeah, not even us.
Yeah, especially not us.
Yeah, because we're always factually accurate.
Uh huh.
Well, I mean, we weren't really saying that Corky needed a rework. We were just saying that something needed to be done with him because he went from being really strong AD to being nothing because of the way that the items had changed over Season 3.
Right. But, I mean, there were people that on the forums and stuff that were screaming for reworks.
Yeah.
For him.
And they scream for a lot of things.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I wonder if they scream for ice cream.
You know, ice cream? You scream.
Wait, I no.
You
ice cream?
Yeah, an ice cream.
I like. Yeah, ice cream's good. But
so we both
scream.
We both scream for ice cream.
Hmm.
Scream 4 was a good movie. You should go check it out.
Scream 4? You go to Scream 4?
Yep.
Out of all of them, you go to Scream 4.
Yep, it was the best.
Probably
one.
The worst one.
I know.
I don't even think I saw Scream 4.
It's a episode brought to you by Scream 4.
We should make a movie called Ice Scream 4.
Ice Scream 4?
Yeah. Ice Cream
4. New Vines?
Ice Cream 4.
You want to make a Vine for that?
Yeah. My Vines got better over the weekend.
Yeah, they did.
Consistently better. Yeah.
It's because everyone was telling you how to do it.
And telling you how they sucked every single time you made one.
All right. The patch previews are gone. They haven't done one in like, what, two patches?
Two patches? Yeah, I think two.
Who cares?
What did you, I mean, realistically, what did you get out of them? All that they did was instead of reading what they're doing for patch notes, you could watch there and they'd be like, oh, well, we're changing this person and we're changing this person. It's like, okay, that doesn't really tell you anything.
Yeah, but sometimes they'd show you before and afters. You know, they'd show you why they needed the item or person needed to change and then showed you the change in action. So that was kind of helpful.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
it just helped you visualize what they were actually trying to accomplish rather than just reading. They lowered the mana by 10 per level or some bullshit like that, you know? That one, like reading them, it doesn't say much. At least then you get to hear straight from the horse's mouth why they're doing what they're doing. And they only did like the big ones on the patch preview. It's helpful, but I mean, do we need them? Not really.
Yeah. I mean, they started writing like the summary for every change that they made. So they started giving like more information as to why they were making the change.
Yeah, but I think they kind of did that after they stopped, or like right when they stopped.
It became more prevalent. I mean, on the big ones, when they were doing like reworks, they would say, well, we're reworking this person because we feel that it's not working and this is where we're trying to go with it. But I have noticed that every single champion now that they make a change to him, if it's not a bug fix, has been, well, we're doing this because of this and this is what the outcome is. Like, they break it down into the reasoning behind it and like the follow-up.
Yeah. The patch previews went away before too, and they came back. So I'm sure we'll see him again.
I mean, one thing that they said was, what would people in the community want to see at, like, as far as future patch previews and stuff like that? I mean, they're actually asking the community because I think that they like the idea. They just don't really feel like there is a need for somebody to, or for them to put the production into it if there's not really that much of a value to them.
Well, there's some people that got a lot of benefit from it, but most of those people are quiet.
Right. I mean, go for it.
I don't know. I would watch St. Vicious would do like a patch summary video every patch.
No one wants to watch St. fucking Vicious do shit.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know, the larger issue is that patch preview videos and dialogue for those who wanted content, you know, there's a lot of videos of people out there you could rely on to get a fair analysis of it.
So, we're in the jungle, and there's some crazy jungle changes going on right now, and I think we really need to focus on getting those jungle items. This is a good jungle item. My name's St. Vicious. I'm doing a patch preview.
I know, I know.
Wait, who is that?
St. Vicious.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if patch previews come back, I'd want to see more of like rework patch previews. Like since it's coming out with Quirky or not Quirky rework, the Heimerdinger rework and the Xerath rework, I think that would be something more to see than like an actual patch preview.
Yeah.
Just like you said before, Pat, you were saying like they showed you like the before and the after. It'd be nice to kind of see that comparison of like this is what it was like before and this is what it is now. So transitioning into that new champion from a rework, you kind of know what's going in. So it's kind of like a champion spotlight, but a little bit more of a spotlight on the changes that are happening with that actual champion.
I watched all the patch previews, and I read the patch notes.
Yeah, I used to too, and whenever Champion Spotlight came out.
But I'm not, I don't have the drive to go and complain about anything pretty much. Like, I'm not going to write a forum post ever. You know?
I don't know. I think that that's production value that they could make use of elsewhere.
They could steal our credit cards and then delete the game of League of Legends, and I still wouldn't make a forum post.
Is that how much you care?
That's how much.
Sweet.
Forum posts are for pussies.
Wow.
No, I mean, all they do is complain, those fucking pussies. Just let them take your credit card and never play the game again. Jesus Christ. It's that simple.
I think that's the reasoning behind this whole American Express Teemo card is that they're just going to steal your information.
That's probably it. And then they're going to show up at work for you.
And then delete your account once they have your information.
Riot's going to personally show up at work for you. And then he's going to piss on your boss's desk and get you fired. Are you going to write a forum post about that? What's that going to do?
Wait, hold on. Did you say Riot?
Yep, Riot himself.
It's like the entirety of the company is going to come piss. It's going to be like a giant fountain of urine on your boss's desk.
Yep, they all like lay down in a star formation.
Like even the girls are like arcing their legs up, you know, just shooting them in.
It's boy, girl, in a star formation. Like they're parachuting. They hold hands.
Why are they holding hands?
The legs of the females go in the air, and everyone pisses. They count down from 94. So they lay down, they count down 94, 93.
And then,
just to fake them out, when they get to 7, they start pissing.
Your logic is...
And you still wouldn't make a forum post.
Still wouldn't make a forum. Well, no. Nah,
would you make a forum post about the fact that they started at 7 instead of 0?
No, I wouldn't. I'm sure there would be people that would do that. Like, oh, those fuckers, they started at 7. What the fuck were they thinking? God damn it. What was that band's name? The keyboardists?
What?
The keyboardists of worlds? What were their fucking names?
Crystal Method.
Oh, Crystal Method?
Crystal Method fucking sucks! They pissed at 7!
I don't know how to contribute to this.
Yeah.
Just let it go, man.
Just let it go with it.
Let it flow.
Over you.
What are we talking about? Patch preview.
Patch reviews.
Who gives a shit?
General gaming news.
Yeah, should we go to general gaming?
Let's do
it. Alright. You need to put a leash on that girl.
You said it, Emmy.
That's pretty creepy. That's so good.
But Halloween's this weekend.
Are we going to all dress up and do a...
I'm going to get naked and walk around.
I'm going to dress up like an 18th century German banker.
No, I think I think we'll just have a regular Halloween, just a podcast, normal podcast. Nothing crazy is going to happen. So tune into that next week.
Yeah, the tune into the nothing that's not going to ominously occur.
I guarantee nothing crazy is going to happen.
I don't like guarantees.
No one's going to come and take over the podcast, make it their own. It's going to be fine and just normal. All right. Space games are making a comeback. Do you care? Looks like there's a lot of Wallys out there with memory of Wing Commander, hey. X-Wing, and TIE Fighter, and Free Space.
I love fucking Space Sims.
http://www.
Hey, no. Even Nasty's a little excited about one of those games.
I like space games. I'm looking forward to some of these. Which one would you say tops the list for you, Wally?
Well, there's a whole bunch. I've already mentioned Star Citizen so many times. I'll just let that one sit.
Mm-hmm.
So the other one is a game coming out called Enemy Starfighter. I'm surprised you didn't hear about it. It was the darling of PAX, and I think it was one of the ones you were at. And
there's a lot of PAX that we don't look at.
Yeah. Or we do look at it, and it gets like a minute and a half of our attention, and then we move on to the next minute and a half of our attention, and you know it's
a lot to take in. But basically, you are a bad guy. Space Sim. Little bit of Wing Commander. You are the vanguard of a giant enemy fleet that's invading various solar systems to convert them to your weird pseudo-religion thing. Mm-hmm. If they choose not to cooperate, you warp in, you take down their defenses, and then tell the rest of the fleet to come in. There's lots of pre-planning, kind of like a Rainbow Six pre-planning of where your ships should go and where and when, as well as in-your-face combat action fighting in space.
Mm.
A little bit of tactical, a little bit of FPS, space shooter thing.
We should do a love like, hate like of space games.
I think that could
sometime.
That could be done.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Right now?
Yep, right now.
But
we're going for a 2-hour podcast today.
There's another space game called Star Maid that's coming out.
Do you just vacuum the stars?
That's all you do. Just vacuum the goddamn stars. Now, the comparison to Minecraft in space has been made, but Nasty actually got a chance to watch a few previews of it, so he knows a little bit more. But I know you build stuff and explore. What did you see, Nasty?
You can also have like factions and create your own ships and stuff like that. And fight other people on servers. So it's got like a PvP kind of aspect to it, which is pretty sweet. But that would suck if your ship got blown up and then you got to rebuild it all again.
Can I say as a sidebar, I'm getting real tired of games saying it's Minecraft-like?
Well, yeah.
I hate to say that. I mean, I really hate that too, but this literally is visually.
Yeah, it's like the same blocks and everything. You know, but I mean, it's one of those things that it's either you're going to go next gen or you're going to stick with that kind of look because there's no real in between.
Yeah. I mean, that looks easy too. You know, it's just blocks on blocks on blocks.
There's another game coming out too that it's kind of a real big throwback though. I don't know if anyone ever played the original Elite.
No.
But it was like wireframe graphics on an old computer. It was a British company that made it. My uncle had a copy. And you would go off and you could be a pirate or a merchant or all sorts of shit. It was literally like Free Space, but 10, 15 years before its time.
Okay.
The creator, it has a cult following. The creator of that had a Kickstarter, and it's coming out. It's like literally a successor to that original universe.
Hmm.
And it's called Elite Dangerous, and it looks jaw-droppingly good.
Okay. By the way, one last thing on Star Maid is it's a free to play right now, so anybody can go download it on their website.
Nice. Maybe I'll give that a shot.
Yeah, I just downloaded it. And you can make your own servers too, but I'm having issues because it seems kind of buggy still.
Cool. Yeah, a little influx of space games is going to be real nice. Real nice treat for us to eat with our brain and our fingers. Right, Millpool?
Yeah, that was pretty stupid, what you just said.
You know what? Shut the fuck up!
I never was into space games, so I don't have much to say.
Really?
Yeah.
More of an FPS kind of person, or what?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. They just weren't a big part of my childhood or anything.
Well, you know, we got a few years on you, so it did kind of go away for a while.
But I'm younger than him.
I had friends that played Wing Commander, and were really into that.
Okay.
Just, yeah. I don't know, sci-fi in general didn't really appeal to me as a kid.
Sci-fi makes me come all over the goddamn wall.
I like sci-fi.
Did you play any of the early space stuff, Nasty?
Not really. I was more of like the StarCraft space stuff, and then a couple of the... I know it's not like space exploration type stuff, but... And then some of the Star Wars games and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. X-Wing and TIE Fighter were my joint.
Yeah. What about... wasn't there an X-Wing versus TIE Fighter?
Yeah, that was another one.
Yeah.
That came out on CD-ROM. The first two were on disc.
I played one of them. I just remember going through polygons, flying through polygons.
It was fucking awesome. Doing secret missions for the Emperor and TIE Fighter.
Yeah. It'll be nice if they ever make a new one of that on a beautiful engine.
Well, the reason Star Citizen is making $24 million is because they never did. They never did. They're going to break 25 by the end of the month of publicly funded money simply because no one has fucking made a decent looking space sim in almost 15 years aside from Free Space.
It's surprising that that's a genre that really hasn't been touched a whole lot.
Everyone says it runs its course. Everyone's afraid to touch it. It's a pariah now.
Well, what was Dead Space? Wasn't that
an action adventure?
It was like a horror game in space. Okay. Space horror.
The last major epic-sized space sim was probably Free Space, The Great War, and Free Space 2.
What about Freelancer?
Freelancer was a third-degree perspective kind of adventure action game where you didn't really fly the ship. You just made it curve up and down and right to left, vaguely. It was a lot of fun, and it's what inspired Star Citizen. I mean, he made that game. But you certainly weren't flying the craft like you would be in, like, Wing Commander or TIE Fighter or X-Wing.
What about the ship-fighting minigame in The Old Republic?
Well, that counts, classic. Right?
That's a big one.
There's been a few in between. Like, there's been, like, the X-Series. But that's just so sim heavy that it's just terrifyingly complex and kind of boring, in my opinion.
And there's Sims of Solar Empire.
Yeah, and that's an RTS. And then basically a lot of people shacked up in EVE Online for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's a poor surrogate.
How's Artemis? I saw that there's a couple of people playing that this weekend.
I like it a lot, but it's a bit of an investment of time. I mean, and the setup has got to be right. I actually want to do it properly. Rent out a room at a LAN or like a library, or I don't know. Like, get some iPads set up or some have them all set up at stations and shit. Do it online.
That's what Drass had going. He had his desktop, and then he borrowed my Surface and had his laptop, so we had like three screens going.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people who really do it right. You know, they get out, they get, it's going to sound stupid, but they get dressed up, you know, they do their Star Trek thing. And it looks like they went to, like, a library or something, and then had, like, tables, and there was a guy in a command chair, you know, he put it up in the middle of everyone, and he literally gave directions. He didn't have that much input on the direction of the ship.
They were in a library?
I don't know, it looked like a library. It looked like they rented a space in a library or something.
They were in a library? I love libraries. What kind of library was it?
Oh!
Did it have?
What do you mean, what kind of library was it?
What kind of library? Did it have fantasy books? Like, hey, what kind of? Was it a fun library? How was the teen section? There were like teen books.
Oh, look, it's a new Babysitter's Club. It's what I didn't have for my collection.
Don's my favorite. Well, Blizzard has Gun named up. A game Heroes of the Storm.
Is there a MOBA?
Yeah, the MOBA that they are going to release about, I'd say about 4 years too late.
Yeah, they're late to the party, and I think they're going to be cutesy with it. They called it Heroes of the Storm, and went like, yeah, that's funny. And then some, like, no-name fucker from Europe who has, like, some shitty tabletop game called Heroes of the Storm said, hey,
that's my game!
Well, some... See a ghost?
Give me my game name back!
It might make things difficult for them in Europe if they try to sell the game in Europe. But the larger issue is Blizzard.
I will let you find trademark!
I don't even know where my butthole is!
How do ghosts poop? I've been so backed up for 100 years!
I haven't pooped for a century!
You try and sleep with your colon impacted with feces!
I died before I could poop! Now I'll never poop again! Where did we go?
You guys should make a Scrooge version like that.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm not dead spirit. Tell me I'll be able to poop before I'm gone. Keeps pointing at the toilet. No, spirit, no!
You gonna have like a some sort of scarf or something tied around his butt, and when he opens it, just a bunch of poop falls out.
He yells outside the door. Young boy, what day is it? It's Poopmas Day, sir. Excellent.
Check your stocking. The window. Well,
your finest poop goose.
I don't think this guy's got too much to worry about. Blizzard's going to be like, hey well, take about $15,000 and shut the fuck up.
Someone on Reddit basically said Blizzard had to know this guy exists, so they're just being dicks.
Yeah.
They had to. I mean, but then again, it's Blizzard. They got enough money to throw around at somebody that they really didn't care. They wanted the name either way.
Yeah, if Blizzard wants that name, they're going to fucking get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like somebody going and buying an IP of some famous actor's name in hopes that they come and buy it from them. And Blizzard's just like, well, we want this. Mm-hmm. Easiest money that this guy's going to make on his board game that he made.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to move on real quick to the next one. Because,
yeah, go for it.
There was an indie game on Steam called Dark Matter, and people started buying it. It looked really cool, kind of a side-scrolling action, aliens type thing, where a female protagonist is stuck on a space station and blows shit up. Well, apparently, they ran out of money and they lost a lot of their team, and so the game actually dies about 4 hours in with a message apologizing or something. I don't know the whole details, but it was a huge fiasco when I read more about it. I think Millpool was actually watching it at Con, the video that happened.
Yeah, I saw it happen too.
Super weird.
What the hell happened with this thing? What's it? What is it? Really, just end like that?
Yeah, the dude loads into like a brand new level, and then he walks around back and forth for a bit, explaining what you know what he thinks he has to do or something. There's like a pool of acid on the right. And he kind of approaches it and then walks back to the door that he came in, and he goes in the door that he came in, didn't he?
I don't know. He went in some door. I don't know. If it's
and then it was just like...
A wall of text. Thing.
Yeah, wall of text where it said, like, bad things happened. And now you have to, like, just fight off the people that are bad. And then the next paragraph was like, this is the end of the game. Or is it? No, it pretty much is. And then we'll return you to the main menu now.
That sounds like a shitty game that I made on Code Academy using JavaScript.
It caused a huge uproar, and I guess Steam actually yanked it. off the shelf. Now GOG, Good Old Games, is offering refunds to people.
Well, yeah. It looked like a shitty game anyway.
I was not that impressed by it.
So, bad on them. I guess someone has to be the first to play a game, right?
Yeah.
Why did it take so long? Why didn't the first person just be like, "Hey, everybody, look at me! Don't buy this game."
Yeah, they're probably like, has reviews.
They're probably lazy like you and don't want to make a forum post.
Oh yeah. If that happened to me in that game, I would not make a forum post.
You probably wouldn't even say anything on here.
No, I would have forgot about it. I'm sure that has happened in other games. I don't know. Fuck it. Fuck the forum posts. If we had a forum, would you guys post on it?
Yeah, I would. I would even moderate it.
This is more asking our listeners. If you guys had a forum, would you post on it?
Yeah, I'd post on it.
Oh, thanks, Calls.
I'd post on it.
Ah, great to hear from you, Lightning84. Was that his name?
Yeah, that
it is
right.
Lightning84.
Smeagol would post.
Could go with Gilly Monster or Vex.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna.
That requires either.
All right, what do you guys say we play a game?
Yeah, fuck you.
Sure. Yo, 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 yo. My name is Nasty, and this is a segue.
So we're going to try and play a new game, and I guess we'll see how it goes. Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
The game, the working title is... What you saying is?
What? You saying?
And that has been the game this week.
It was a fun game.
It was pretty good. I think we could play it again.
Yeah, I don't know about the title.
We know how to play. You guys are going to catch on really quick. But we're going to start it out with a league statement. Let me think here for a second. All right. Guys, I'm going to play Master Yi this game.
So you're saying you're going to play Master Yi this game, and I'm going to object because you're terrible with him.
So what you're saying is, Wally, you're going to object to Guido playing Master Yi. So... I'm going to say, hey guys, why didn't you invite me to the game?
So what you're saying is you didn't get invited to the game, so I'm going to go and make a new game.
What you're saying is you're going to make a new game, so I'm going to uninstall League of Legends.
So you're saying you're going to uninstall League of Legends... So, I'm going to accuse Millpool of being a Holocaust denier.
So, what you're saying is, Wally, you're going to accuse me of denying the Holocaust. So, I'm going to... I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to hire a lawyer.
Oh, he's going to hire a lawyer.
Oh, so what you're saying you're going to do is hire a lawyer. So I'm going to suggest that you should call 866-555-2000 for the best lawyer.
What you're saying is that Millpool should call 866-500-2000 for a good lawyer. So... I'm going to actually go to lawyer school and practice being a lawyer for the next few years, and I'm going to represent Millpool in court in this defaming, slanderous court case.
So you're going to represent Millpool in a slander, that my slander, supposedly, in a court case. So I'm going to take a gun and murder him before his trial goes today.
So what you're saying is you're going to murder me with a gun. So I'm going to go back in time.
And you know how that ends.
Go to my Sky City in Toronto and never talk to any of you again.
So what you're saying is you're going to go back in time and become a recluse. So I'm going to install a black hole back in time so you fall into nothing.
So what you're saying is you're going to somehow install a black hole? And Millpool's going to fall into nothingness. So I'm gonna reinstall LOL, guys. I really miss it.
So you're gonna uninstall the League of Legends, and you're gonna miss it terribly.
No, I'm gonna reinstall it.
You're gonna reinstall League of Legends because you missed it terribly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to drive to your house and set your computer on fire.
So what you're saying?
You're really aggressive in this story.
So what you're saying is you're going to drive to Guido's house and set his computer on fire. So I'm going to start playing Heroes of New Earth on my own because I'm starting a new life.
In your black hole.
Yeah.
That so nasty somehow installed.
So what you're saying is you're going to start playing Heroes of New Earth, and then you're going to die just like the game did. So I'm going to start playing a different game that's not Heroes of New Earth.
Good one, Nasty. I think you're the Millpool of this game.
I think so.
We just go until Nasty fucks up somehow.
The rules of this game.
Play another round?
I don't know.
I think that was good enough.
Okay. I think our practice rounds were funnier.
Yeah, we'll get better with time.
I think accusing you of denying the Holocaust is a pinnacle for me.
Yeah. Prick-ass Wally being a prick in that story.
I only murdered Millpool.
Murdered Millpool, and he set my computer on fire.
Which is the greater of the tragedy, really.
Yeah, it really
is.
You have a nice computer.
Thanks, how many times has Millpool died in the course of our adventures thus far? We had a time-traveling Millpool die. We had him choked, murdered, raped, stabbed, shot.
Yeah.
It's keeping a mental tally of how many times we've killed him either in our imaginations.
Well, I'm sure there'll be more to come. More Millpool murders. I think that's it. Oh, we got Listener of the Week.
Yeah, do it. Pull the trigger.
Yeah. Yo, Listener of the Week now. He's gonna be real sweet now. It's Listener of the Week. Yeah. So this week's Listener of the Week is a Canadian, and his name is Goatsu. He gave us a 5-star rating on iTunes.
Out of what?
Out of 140 stars.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Good percentage.
I mean, 5's a start. At least he didn't give us 1. His review reads, "Yo, yo, yo, this is my absolute favorite podcast out there. A++++. Well, thank you, Goatsu, and you are our Listener of the Week. Yo, Listener of the Week now. He's gonna be real sweet now. It's Listener of the Week. Yeah.
I like how 80% of the Listener of the Week segue is just playing the Listener of the Week music twice.
You know, we haven't been getting many reviews on iTunes, And I thought Listener of the Week would kind of sweeten the pot a little bit, you know, just to get a shout out on the podcast, read your review. But I think I'm going to make that pot even sweeter. You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going to promise the Listener of the Week one game of League of Legends with me.
Everyone laughs. Everyone just laughs. Hey! That's not a joke!
Hey! Hey, kid!
Hey, kid!
So, would you guys like to get in on this?
Yeah, I'll play.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. So, Listener of the Week can play with all four of us.
Absolutely. Right. I'm totally on board.
It would be the one game that Wally plays the week. So
I play a lot of games.
Go to reach out to me on Facebook or in our chat room, just okay gamers on the client. Type that in. I'm in there most of the time. And we'll schedule time for you to play a game with us. And if you want to play a game with us and be Listener of the Week, you can go on iTunes and leave a review. That's all you have to do.
In any country.
We did.
I feel like iTunes is weird with their reviews because I know Jiggy's disappeared, and I feel like others have disappeared too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or it like selectively displays them or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's some that go like to the bottom of the list, and some that like skip others even though their dates don't coincide. I don't know. We'll pay attention. If you did leave a review and it's not showing up, tell us and we'll try and figure it out. But go to, we're going to try and get a game with you if you're still listening to the podcast. next week you could be Listener of the Week and we're going to play a game with that person also.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Play us out.
Play us out.
Get the piano on. Harmonica.
New thing. Well,
Nasty has to do plugs.
Oh, yeah. Well, Nasty, sing the plug to the harmonica.
Plug.
I'm not going to do it. You guys can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/JustOKGamers. You can follow us on Twitter at JustOKGamers. You can send us an email with whatever the fuck you want in it to justokgamers@gmail.com. You can check out our website at justokgamers.com, and you can find us in the LOL chat room, just okay gamers, space in between all the words. And I am still doing Extra Life, and we posted on Facebook last week, and I'll probably make another post coming up this week. I got another week and a half until Extra Life starts. It's going to be November 2nd. So if you guys like to get in on donating, I would really appreciate it. We got a goal of $200, and we're currently at $40. So
we'll have to put everything's that at the front of the podcast next week.
Yeah, we should.
But all right.
If you're listening this far, thanks for getting this far.
Excellent. That's podcast.
That is a podcast.
We will see you guys next week.
Next week.
Yeah. Yeah.